In Washington, the Chancellor sharpened his warnings about the economic consequences of leaving the EU. Today, he'll ratchet them up still further. The Treasury report looked at the long-term effects of Brexit on UK households, testing different scenarios, including a Canadian-style bilateral trade agreement. George Osborne writes in today's Times newspaper, the economic analysis shows that would make us worse off to the tune of £4,300 for every household in Britain by 2030. Our GDP would be over 6% smaller. The Out campaign's John Redwood says the Treasury team, including one David Cameron, got it wrong over the exchange rate mechanism and it's wrong now. Some have also queried the Chancellor's use of civil servants to build the case for Remain. This adds to a drumbeat of dire predictions. The IMF's Christine Lagarde warning of a shock to the global economy. The CBI's Carolyn Fairbairn thinks it'd wipe £100 billion off our GDP. Even Barack Obama plans to have a go when he visits these shores this week. The Treasury report is already being dismissed by Brexit campaigners as partisan guesswork, which adds up to unsubstantiated conclusions.
Whatever anybody says, it's supposition. No more than that, conjecture, call it what you like, but it cannot be definitive because no one exactly knows what is going to happen.
The Chancellor clearly views this as a serious intervention by experts in their field. He's also thrown down a challenge to critics to present their own scenarios, rather than simply dismiss his as scare stories. Robert Nisbet, Sky News, Westminster.